Texas is in Tampa Bay starting a series Friday night. Is this the final start as a Ranger for Yu Darvish? He would be excellent.
The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Yu Darvish with another 1-2-3 inning.
0-2 pitch, fastball swung on a miss, number 11 for Yu Darvish. Now that time, it's one of the first times that the Rays have chased out of the strike zone against Darvish. One ball, no strike. Smith lifts one in the air towards left. Shallow as Mazzara turns and looks at the wall. It's gone! Home run! An opposite field homer by Malik Smith. And there's the insurance. It's 3-1 Rays.
Yellow leads at second the pitch. And here's a swing and a drive left field and deep. Back at it, Malik Smith to the wall. And it's tied. Shin-Soo Chu with an opposite field home run. Two batters into the ninth inning. Alex Cobb has given up the lead. It's a 3-3 game.
Boxberger pitches, grounded to third, diving Longoria. He gets up, he'll bounce and throw to first. It'll never get him, and the Rangers take a 4-3 lead in the 10th. Terrific stop by Evan, but he just had no play. The first pitch, he shows bunt and bunts it out in front of the plate. They throw to second, out at second, throw to first, double play. And boy, did that backfire, and the Rays are down to their final out.
Well, it wasn't bunted far enough, obviously, and then there was some issues with Malik or with Adani trying to get out of the box. Just couldn't get out of the box. He got almost tangled up with Robinson Chirinos, and that prevented him from getting a good start. But the bunt tried to make too perfect of a bunt, bunted it right out in front of home plate. Chirinos going out to scoop it up, fired to second, got the out there, and then threw to first in plenty of time. And so Rays trying to play their version of small ball, and it blows up on him.
Next batter, Trevor Plouffe, lines out to left. The Rays drop a heartbreaker Friday, 4-3 to the Rangers in 10 innings. After the game, here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
Well, I don't really know how else to put it other than that kind of stunk. I know we're going to talk about the decision to leave Alex in there. The way I saw it was he was after about the second or third inning, the hard contact kind of went away. Was confident the way he was throwing the ball. Obviously super efficient again. Just had the confidence for him to go back out there and get three more outs for us. And no slight to anybody in the bullpen, especially Alex Colomé, but liked the way Alex was throwing, the way he was competing, and the way he was keeping the Rangers from some hard hits. Other than that, I mean, I know that's going to be the story of the game, but Alex Cobb threw a tremendous game. We got some really big hits. I mean, three solo home runs off a pitcher that I think every hitter at some point during that game came back saying that was just electric stuff that Darvish was featuring. Really impressed with the way the guys kind of waited it out. We didn't get a ton, but we got solo home runs, and that was good to see. But there's no doubt, no way around it. That's a very, very tough loss.
With a tough loss, how do you bounce back from this and make sure it doesn't carry over?
You've asked me that a couple times, and you trust your guys, and then these guys will I'm sure be frustrated tonight, and then after that they'll come into the ballpark tomorrow early and be ready to go.
The way Alex Cobb was pitching, I mean, you said he was brilliant that ninth inning. What was it like for you all to see? Because you know he's as much of a competitor as anyone.
Yeah, I mean, look, it happened quick. I think three or four pitches. It was gut-wrenching for sure. Not so worried about the double from Joey Gallo because so much confidence in Alex to pitch around that. I think he left a changeup, I believe, up that Chu hit out of the ballpark. Oppo, where we were at, you know, had Chu been retired or not, we're probably going to Colomé at that point. We just weren't able to quite get there with a lead.
You had to feel good for Dickerson, though. It'd been almost a month since he had gone deep.
He had a good night. He smoked the ball line drive out to dead center, and then kind of had some got two more hits that were just where the ball fell his way.
Did you feel like you, at some point, you were even rolling the dice after the base hit by Gallo to say, okay, hey, you know, maybe he hung one, he's going to get it back, he's going to finish this thing because he's been so good up to this point? Or?
That was kind of the thought, yeah. I mean, just the way Alex Cobb has been throwing the ball, I mean, there's a reason to be very confident with him. I mean, you saw him come out. I know the hard hits, the home run by Andrus, and there were, you know, four or five balls that were hit right on the screws. Some of them were outs, but then you saw the adjustment made, and then it was some early outs, weak contact. It just didn't carry over to the ninth.
Alex Cobb started for the Rays and nearly went the distance, lasting 8-plus innings, but having to settle for a no decision, and talks about it after.
Probably the most upset, angry, Ben walking off the mound in a long time, but you know, I was given an opportunity there by Cash to go shut the door, and you know, I just didn't execute a few pitches in a row, and you know, it turned south quick.
Things have been so. I mean, you bounced back all night. You had 11 in a row at one point, but you give up the hit to Gallo. You had to be thinking to yourself, all right, I'm just going to come back and finish this out, because that's the way things have been going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes when things are going not easily, but you're in a groove and you're able to make pitches routinely and back to back and consecutively over the course of a game, you know. Sometimes, I don't want to say lose focus, but you just take for granted it's going to be there, and you don't really run the pitch through your mind and finish it and execute it. And, you know, that's what happened with that changeup right there. It was coming to me pretty good today throughout the game, and, you know, I just envisioned him throwing it down and away and him rolling over, being able to get a quick out, and it stayed up, and, you know, he hit it well.
It's kind of unusual to see one of you guys go back out for the ninth inning. Were you kind of surprised? I think
no. 90-something pitches. Right. Ninth inning, two-run lead. Malik had a big run for us there. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I should be going back out there. And, you know, fortunately, Cash has a lot of faith in me. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I feel bad I didn't. You know, there's going to be a lot of blame on him, I'm sure. That's, you know, just completely unfair. And I feel like I should have been able to do a better job of making him look like he made the right decision there.
The series resumes on Saturday with Chris Archer on the mound for Tampa Bay. Andrew Kashner goes for Texas.